When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brian.
Honey bun.
Honey, my God, the boundaries have been blurred on a level, not to mention.
Yeah.
We have a guest here with us today, and I know Sherman. We need to get to our cliffhanger.
Sherman's here.
This was not discussed.
No,
it was not expected.
Because, Rana, you have said, I'm going to be honest with you, this is probably your fault only because.
Oh, here we go.
If I had told you Sherman was coming, you would have said, that's fine, you can keep him outside. It's so cold outside, I couldn't tell you. I had to sneak him in.
So it's my fault you brought him in the first place.
Well, no, oh,
it's
well,
my
no, that's the world's
fault. It's my fault.
Fault
I have rules at my house.
That's the world's
that's
fault.
That's my fault.
That's the world's fault.
Yeah,
I am a wreck.
I suppose.
I am a wreck.
It's very funny because last week you were saying you were just fine with Corona. Now that it was here, you were scared it was coming. Now it was here, you weren't worried anymore.
I'm worried. And I need, and so I did the paperwork for an emotional support dog. It's really easy.
Yeah. You know, just download it on the internet.
Yeah, and then you go, it's actually behind, you know, MedMen? It's in the marijuana store in Los Angeles.
Oh, do I know what?
So it's between Out of the Closet and MedMen in West Hollywood, but there's
I
only
know
the
who
alley
they are
entrance.
Because they have that very cheeky Jewish advertising for MedMen.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never seen them. What are they doing?
They make jokes like, I can't remember it now, but you know, like, don't worry, it's kosher. Ha ha ha. Something like that.
That is so funny.
Is it?
No. Well, anyway, Rana.
I have to tell you, when I'm in Los Angeles now, I'm starting to not want to go because it smells like marijuana everywhere
you
go.
Does.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's what I used to not like about San Francisco.
Oh, you can, Brendan, you can just leave. You don't have to. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sorry. My friend Brendan's here, too. He was just stopping by. He was a hookup from last night. Bye. Sorry, Rana.
Was he in my bathroom?
Well, like Jordan's.
What? He was in the bathroom. That man who just walked.
Rana, you don't understand.
A stranger just walked out of my carriage.
Sorry, I needed emotional support animal, and I needed a good time last night.
But you're bringing other people's germs into my carriage house.
No, because mine are here too, and Sherman. So technically, this was just.
You know what? This is not Brian. T.O.
Rana, it's
time,
a one-off.
No,
it's a one-off.
Time. Out. If this is the Patreon carriage house, we are supposed
you know
to have
You've
a higher
there.
Level of conduct.
You've got a point there.
This is free feed behavior that you're exhibiting right now.
You're
this
right.
Is
I forgot that we were recording a Patreon.
The only thing I can say is you're welcome. You got a sneak peek behind the scenes to the Patreons.
Yeah.
The patrons of Patreon.
Yeah.
But do not expect this kind of flimsy. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Rana.
Untethered behavior.
I have been
going forward.
I have truly been. My stress levels have been so high. I had to bring the dog. I had to bring someone
what
home.
What about my stress levels, Brian?
Nothing's happening in Massachusetts.
I am trying to keep my. That's not true. We have a couple of cases.
Is that true?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. But in that, Marblehead?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
But now that you're here, who knows?
Well.
Okay.
All right.
We've
so
got to get to
a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Do you want to read it? Because I think I read it on the regular episode. Would you like to read it on this one?
I'm going to read it so you can calm down and take a few breaths. Unless it would calm you down to read it.
No, I think you should read it.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Dear Rana and Brian.
I forgot to get Brendan's number. I'll text him. I mean, I'll, you know, on Grindr.
Can't you message him inside
the
app?
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Isn't that how it works?
Yes, you're right.
I seem to remember you were able to message the guy that stole all your prescriptions inside of the app.
I'll
so
message
maybe
him.
You can message this guy.
I'll message him.
He brought his own towel, that guy.
Yeah.
Does that mean he showered here?
Yeah. Because I told him not to bring any germs in.
I'm considering calling this whole
and
thing
it was
off.
It was a threefer. Because we showered
and
together, and I was able to bathe the dog.
All of this is overshared.
So everyone in this house is clean.
A three for everyone except for my floor.
Zelda Rubinstein is about to walk in and say,
This house is clean.
This is all overshadowing, overshadowing Sherman's visit.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
is the first time Sherman and I have met, and I adore him.
Because he's very
shades,
sweet.
Very shades of vanilla.
He's definitely running. Hey!
And the phones. I mean, what is that? This is crazy. The phone was ringing. The dog is barking. I feel like I'm in Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's read this teaser.
We have to start now. Look what you've done to my life. You turned it absolutely upside down.
That's not true. I'm here to make it better.
Oh, it doesn't feel that way.
Rana, you don't understand.
Dear,
you simply couldn't.
Rana and Brian, the last time I flew, they're not going to, here's the thing, Brian. They're going to stop taking our advice.
Who?
The people. Because they're not going to believe we have it together. Do you understand? Part of giving advice is that people believe you have it together. And you don't have it together right now. I just want to say.
I'm trying to think of
something together.
Okay. I was trying to think of a comeback. I don't have one.
Because you're not
you're
together.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
If you were together, you'd have a comeback.
You don't have any cigarettes, do you?
The last time I flew back from New York to Glasgow. I like saying the last time I flew back from New York because it makes me sound like I'm as well-traveled as Rana, but I've actually only been twice. A very tall man was seated in front of me. When I was telling my friends about the journey, I described him as, quote, a 7-foot tall, mustachioed, cargo short wearing, Trump voting C word. Cunt.
Cunt.
You get that on Patreon. That's sure. what you're paying for.
I
wouldn't say that
it.
In public. I can't,
no.
I can't believe I even said that.
I cunt either.
I don't actually know what his political views are, but he was certainly, in my view, a C-U-N-T.
Cunt.
I wonder if he was wearing, they don't say whether he was wearing flip-flops, but I'm going to assume because of the cargo shorts.
Sure, yeah.
It seems a safe assumption. Almost as soon as the flight started, he reclined his chair back as far as he could and seemed to be pressing himself back as far as he could as his chair was basically in my lap. I'd been looking forward to watching movies on the journey back on the little screen in front of me, but this was now impossible. The couple sitting in the row beside me were nudging each other and laughing and saying, "Fuck's sake, man."
Rana, it's like you're talking a different language when you say curse words.
I'm honestly considering calling this whole thing off.
No, please don't.
I mean, I'm overwhelmed now.
I'm sorry.
Because this isn't how I do things,
I know.
Brian.
You're
okay?
Right. I know.
This is messy.
You're right.
And I was replying, I know. I ended up sitting with my knees against my chest and the bottom of my feet against the back of his chair.
Why?
Well, that's not something someone ends up doing. No. That's something someone chooses to do. Bottom of my feet against the back of his chair for about 6 hours and pushing. Horrible.
Yeah, that's mean.
So he couldn't recline his seat. He kept turning around this person's not American. To glare
around.
At me. Turning round, turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely because you never come around. Can I be honest?
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired because you never do the laundry.
Turn around.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you'll only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. And it'll only be making...
Okay, enough, Brian.
Okay. Yes, that really relaxed me. I'm feeling way better.
Turning round to glare at me, and I was glaring back at him, and I have never been in a physical fight in my adult life, but could have happily welcomed him to Scotland by stabbing him in the eye with the... Are you sure this is the same letter we read with Kyle?
This is the same letter.
With the plastic spork.
Oh, you know what? I did sort of pick and choose what I read in that one.
I don't remember the spork.
Yes, this is new. This part I didn't read on the regular episode.
Have you been editing as you go when we read
letters? Well, we were running out of time with Carl, so I was like speeding through it.
Because this doesn't seem familiar at all. There's a lot more detail.
There's a lot more detail in this one.
Patreon only detail.
Correct.
That you're getting as part of your subscription.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. I have never been in a physical fight in my adult life, but could happily have welcomed him to Scotland by stabbing him in the eye with the plastic spork that came with the in-flight meal. The video of the passenger on the plane punching the back of the seat in front of him that has emerged on social media has reignited my anger and debate amongst my friends about whether it is okay to recline your seat on a flight. I could stop right here, but I'll keep going.
Keep going.
Does the seat recline? You have my answer.
Yeah.
I think people who recline the seat are worse than people who look at their mobile phones during a film at the cinema. And it is.
I do not.
You're horrible. And it is the height of entitled and arrogant behavior. Ron, as a seasoned world traveler, well-versed in etiquette, if you had witnessed my behavior on the flight that day, even though I realize you would have been in first class, it would have been Polaris, actually, because this is a Newark to Glasgow flight is what this is, and that would be United. So I would be in Polaris, which is their first product.
You are something else.
Would you have thought with a note missing the T, I was a lunatic? Not sure I'm looking forward to your answer to this. Love you both. Cole Hamilton.
Okay, well, you know what? In defense of Cole, for a second, because yep. I'm with you in that I wanted to jump on like, no, I don't. I never care when people recline their seats. But Ronna, when was the last time you were in a seat where someone in front of you reclined? Like, you might not know what that experience is.
Okay. I mean, I have lived in the world, Brian.
Yeah.
All right. And I think you need to understand that a lot of short haul flights, even though they say they're first class, what they often do is they'll give you the row. But the seat itself, the spacing is the same as in coach. So if you've ever flown British Airways in Europe.
Business.
Yeah. That's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I don't need, to be honest with you, I wish they would, it used to be that they had the larger seats. Then they replaced it for 333. And now you get three seats or you get two seats. The person, there's a seat in the middle is taken out.
Yes.
Or they put a tray there.
Right.
But it's really no better than being in coach.
Gosh.
You just get to get on and off the plane more quickly.
Yeah.
So I am familiar with this situation.
Okay. And so what? I never mind when I don't recline my seat because I know it makes people crazy.
Yeah.
I've never minded when someone's reclined theirs for me, in front of me. It's never bothered me.
He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do? Fly cargo?
And by the way,
truly,
you can't buy an extra seat in front of you, even if, you know what I mean?
Well, if you're going to do that, then you're going to try and fly businesses or you know, main cabin select or whatever, priority, but, yeah. Whatever they, what do they call that?
Extra,
that I really don't know about.
Priority is on Delta, Sky Priority.
No, that just means you have a little more space around you.
No,
right?
I think, Comfort Plus is Delta, Delta. You know, I told someone I was getting a divorce and I was upgraded to Delta Comfort Plus.
And did you feel the comfort?
I did, but it honestly felt sort of like a jab because—
What's the other one called?
Okay, Delta Comfort Plus.
Virgin,
I think extra.
On Virgin, what do they call it?
Oh, main cabin extra?
No.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I can't think of it. The seats are purple.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
In any event, I can't think of it.
And I've flown
Adam,
that.
Adam, what's it called? When you're not in first and you're not in business, but you're not in coach.
Like, not Economy Plus.
What do they call that?
It is...
On international flights.
I know what you're talking about.
It's not called Economy Plus.
It's called...
Where it's called World Traveler. On British Airways, it's called World Traveler Plus.
Premium and Economy.
Premium economy.
That's what it's called.
But Economy's still in the word. Yeah.
It
in the title,
is.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
In any event, the seat reclines.
Yeah.
He is permitted to recline his seat.
Couldn't agree more.
And... This is a joke email. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
No, people have strongly held opinions upon this.
You're telling me you had your feet on the back of his chair like a child?
Yeah, that's
like when a child kicks a seat. That makes you not know better than him. That makes you so much worse than him. That is horrible behavior.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And if you don't like what's going on, then you're going to have to. This is look.
And I don't care where your politics lie. He was able to recline his seat.
Let's get real here. Air travel is no longer glamorous and it's not fun for anyone.
For anyone.
Okay. Is it a little better in the rarefied cabin that I'm in? Yes, it is.
Sure.
But it's still not a blast.
Yeah.
And no one enjoys. The airlines have overpacked the planes like sardines. Everyone is in an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
So
it's totally anxiety producing and everyone's upset.
It's not going to be a pleasurable experience.
No.
Whether you're him or you're you.
Sure.
But for society to completely break down to the point that you would put your feet on another person's seat is outrageous.
I couldn't agree more, Rana.
And with the guy in the video, he ended up in the back of the plane.
Yeah.
He was punching the person's chair.
Horrible.
He ended up in the back of the plane.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
You knew where you were sitting.
Yep.
You could have gone called the airline up and said, can I go on the 2:30 instead of the 12:30?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in the back of the plane.
Also, tensions are so high on airlines all the time,
yeah.
Even amongst the staff, you know, even with the flight attendants and I don't know, just any sort of anger, you're stuck with that person for an entire flight.
It's outrageous.
In the air.
It is
in
outrageous.
A can. It's outrageous. And it makes other people really uncomfortable.
Yes.
So just like deal with it. You know,
you win some, you lose some.
Correct.
That's the situation.
I couldn't agree more. And I wish I had the opposite opinion of you, Rana.
Yeah.
Just for, you know.
For fun.
To be a contrarian. But yeah. I feel exactly the same way. I think it's ridiculous.
And it's this, but also, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. This is the way of the way that the airline industry has gone.
Yeah.
And it's very disappointing. I'll tell you a story about being in business class on British Airways.
Okay. I don't know if I'm ready.
Which you would think sounds terrific. And let me give you my advice now. If you're going to fly business on British Airways,
yeah.
You must make sure that you have a window seat. Because the problem with British Airways is the aisle seat. Imagine it's a pod. Mm-hmm. The pod.
Like an iPod?
No.
Okay.
Like a Love is Blind pod.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh. Like, imagine it's three sides. You're inside a pod. You're in a chair with three sides around.
Sure.
But when you're on the aisle, they don't give you the third side. So essentially what happens is you could fall asleep and then they could be serving the meal and they'll bump right into you with the cot. So you either want to be in a window where you have extra, you get extra bulkhead space on the side, which is wonderful.
Sure.
Or in the, believe it or not, you don't think you want this, but you actually want to be in the center. In
yes.
The center, they have three.
That's true, but
they're more
protected.
It's a little annoying when you have to get out to go to the bathroom, but you absolutely have your own space.
Yeah. You know what else I was going to say? Another good reason to pick the window is now it's considered the safest seat on the plane from viruses.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because people aren't walking down the aisle to go to the bathroom or cough. Exactly. Your exposure is much more limited.
How about the fact that they don't clean these airplanes?
Oh, that surprised you?
No, but I mean, now that's still not even basically cleaning them.
Oh, you know what I'm luxuriating in right now?
Yeah.
Is I got the last laugh, Rana, because you wanted me to take a video of myself being crazy on the plane with my wet ones.
Yeah.
And I have the last laugh.
Did you take your video?
No, because now everyone's doing it. I'll just look like everybody else.
Sherman just put his chin on the table.
I know.
He's exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what? No, I'm not going to do? Make my dog a human being. I'm not going to be that person.
It's a little late for that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Rana, we got some
anthropomorphism. That's what
exactly.
You meant. Yeah.
We got some really.
What's going on with comments?
We've got so many wonderful comments. You can't even imagine. Catherine said, if you did a show at 54 Below, I would 100% buy tickets.
And let's book it.
After the show, I would absolutely declare my life as complete. I have to say, I think we're really onto something with our cabaret act at 54 Below.
No question.
I mean, if Luann can sell it out on, let's face it, not much talent, we're two incredibly engaging, talented people. We could sell it out in a second.
I don't think there's a question we could sell it out. The question is, how long is the run?
Right. I think we have to.
What we need to talk
at 54
about.
Below, do you have to do 8 shows a week? Because frankly, my feet hurt and I can't.
8 shows a week?
No, we can't.
How am I supposed to enjoy New York if I'm doing 8 shows a week?
We'll do 8.
Absolutely not.
We'll do 7:30 p.m.
What am I, some kind of jobbing chorus girl?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
we're
not
Coreens.
Come on.
No, that's, yeah.
Corrine, is that what they're called?
I think so.
A chorus girl's a Corrine?
A Corrine.
That's funny.
I think so.
How did I not know that?
She, now I'm picturing a Corrine and I was literally going to talk to her.
Yeah.
Rana.
What is happening?
I don't know.
I thought you were relaxed.
Well, my stomach also hurts.
Why do you think?
And my therapist told me not to go see a concert.
Why do you think your stomach hurts? I think your stomach hurts because the therapist told you not to go see the concert.
Maybe.
You can go to the concert.
Yeah, I'm going to go. This comment makes me not sick. David Michael says that Rana, this is, I think, incorrect.
Okay.
And I think they misheard you.
Okay.
They said that Rana also has questions about the moon landing validated me more than anything in recent memory. You don't, do you?
You know what, Brian?
What?
I don't want to talk about the moon landing.
Wow. Well, Rana, that speaks volumes.
That's a future episode. And if they want to pay a premium to know what I think about the moon landing, you
they
know
already
what?
Are.
I'll tell you what. No, I mean another premium.
Oh,
you know
boy.
What? They have Patreon polls. We're going to start doing a poll to see what else they want to pay for these people.
God, this is like the rape of the two Corys.
The accent. What?
Corey Feldman.
Oh, no, they made people pay on a phone line.
You have to pay on their website because he's going to actually name the names.
How much is it?
$20, but for the whole household, he said.
I'll pay.
I will too.
Yeah, but also, you know what I love?
And he said the number one name is someone everyone knows, and it's a Harvey Weinstein-like figure.
When's it coming out?
Soon. He was just on Wendy. He's promoting it, and he was on Oz.
None of this is true.
And Oz did a lie detector.
He was on Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, Oz did a lie detector?
Or not a lie detector, but he did like a fact finding.
What's the difference?
Yeah, nothing.
If it's not detecting a lie, well, I don't need you to tell me something might be true.
You're right.
I can discern that for myself. Who else have we got?
Okay. Claire says,
I am so embarrassed of this episode
I am
already.
Too. And you know what? No, I'm not. I'm proud because you know what? Gay men are often desexualized and castrated by society. And so for Brendan to be here, for you to see what happens between two people, go in that shower, Rana. I want you to see what happens between two men. And it is beautiful.
Is there a video playing in there, a movie? How will I see what happened?
I'll you just won't,
see
but
the
there's
mess.
An essence.
I'll just see the. This is just a smell. That's all I'll see is
with
the smell.
A clean smell. Well, a little bit like dog, but it's a clean smell.
Brian.
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
Claire says.
We have to get a hold of ourselves.
I know.
There has to be a level of decorum and
you're
a
right.
level
this
of quality.
Is the carriage house. I know. I know.
Because people are paying for this, Brian.
You're right.
This is not, I mean, on the free feed, you can do whatever you want. Not really.
Right. But there's the boundaries are a little looser.
Yes. If I was paying for this, I'd be furious.
Yeah.
Personally, though, then there's the people that are paying for this and they think
there's the voyeurs.
Yes, and they keep thinking this is exactly what I paid
yeah.
for.
Gaylove.com.
Brian.
Rana.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
I'm listening.
Wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, and be better? Other than our podcast. This is a pocket-sized guide. Well, there is. And if you have, let's say, 10 minutes, Headspace can completely transform your life.
I have to say.
Yeah.
As a person who has used Headspace.
Yes.
And particularly at the beginning of the pandemic, it is a absolutely revolutionary app. And a lot of other people have come along since then. Calm, this one, that one.
Sure, sure.
But Headspace is the thing that's incredible about Headspace is the guy that developed this app, the app, Andy, I believe is his name. And I believe he's the voice that you hear. It's an incredible English, calm, very clear voice that you hear on some of their, you know, basic proprietary programs. Mm-hmm. But it's all research-based meditation, programming.
Yes.
They use clinical research to validate all of their programming, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just somebody who's saying, I'll just throw this out there and see if you like it. They really back it up.
And they make it really simple and accessible in that I think sometimes when you say meditation to people, they think like, oh God, I can't do it. It doesn't work for me. I can't do it. It's going to take too long.
It sounds so intimidating, meditation.
It does sound intimidating and it absolutely isn't.
No.
Because
all it is clearing a little time and a little
clearing
space.
And literally as little as they have an SOS meditation that's 3 minutes long.
Incredible.
It really, even just taking 3 minutes can make you feel so much better. What I love about Headspace is they have those wind down sessions that help you fall asleep. And if you're a parent, they even have morning meditations that you can do with your kids, which, pardon me, helps everybody.
It's terrific. It's really about creating, I mean, it's in the name, Headspace, but it really is about creating this moment in your day where you stop for a moment and you're mindful and you think about the intention, which is checking in with yourself.
Listening to your breath.
What's your mood?
Yeah.
Listening to your breath. Trying to let certain thoughts move out of that space. And it really is just a reset. That's all it is. It's hitting a little reset button.
Reduces stress, improves sleep, boosts focus, increases your overall sense of well-being.
Yeah.
And mindfulness just does work, period. You just have to carve literally minutes out of your day. But and you can do it on your schedule anytime.
Yeah, and if you don't believe us, you can believe the 600,000 five-star reviews. I wish I could say that about
this
podcast.
We're almost there, Ryan.
Five stars only.
Yeah.
600,000 five-star reviews, over 60 million downloads. So we have a little offer for our listeners here.
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/askrana.
Yeah.
That's headspace.com/askrana for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
Terrific.
This is the best deal offered right now, Rana.
Well, you don't have to tell me. I'm all about giving people the best deal we can. But there's no, honestly, people have had so much stress, so much sleeplessness, so much confusion about what do I want in life? What don't I want in life? Is it going to solve all your problems? No. But is it going to create the space for you to find a new way to tackle some of the things that are going on with you? There couldn't be a better time. And why not do it for free?
Yeah. And there's no way to do it wrong. So just take that intimidation thing out.
Excellent point.
Please head to headspace.com/askrana today.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
Okay. Claire says, you guys, I have the egg cooker Rana was raving about, and the little song it plays when your eggs are done is truly magical. Which, by the way, I have posted that video.
Yeah, your video.
The song's really cute.
Well, that might be one of the best gifts I ever gave you.
True. And I get much use out of it.
I know, but that's really a free feed conversation. Oh, that's not a Patreon
Susanna
conversation.
Says, hey, everyone's raving and so stoked about the book club, Rana. We've got so many people.
People, I have to say, which is wonderful, people are posting that they're reading. They're posting their books from their vacation.
Every day I get a new tag.
We may have even given them too much time to read the book because they all dove right into it.
99 Glimpses of Princess Margaret by Craig Brown. Susanna says, hey, patrons.
And they can order it if they they can find it on Amazon, but if they can't, they can go right to our link tree off of Instagram and get it there.
No kidding. And not to mention, a few people have said, like, you can download the Libby app if you have a library card, and then you can listen to it free.
That was fun to learn about. I didn't know anything about how to get a book for free.
I didn't
and
either.
And they all want to share them with each other. Does anyone have an extra Kindle?
I don't. Yeah. So yeah, people are saying, like, let me know if you can't afford it, and I'll send you a link. Also, there's a real Ron in this conversation. His name's Travis. If you don't think I read this in the sunroom the moment the hardcover came out, excuse me, you're dead wrong. Exquisite taste, as always.
I do know. I know Travis.
Oh, you do?
He's a longtime listener.
Oh.
Yeah. He's doing his best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm a Travis fan.
Should we get into some questions, Rana?
Let's get into some questions, Brian.
Dear Rana and Brian, capital Y, thank you. I've recently decided to start taking better care of myself. I have two little girls, ages 3 and 1, and significant baby weight to lose. Due to me and my husband's work schedules, me with a full-time job with a two-hour round-trip commute, and him full-time with an early start time, the only realistic available time for me to exercise is at 5 a.m. This is not a natural wake-up time for me, so I've been trying to get to bed around 9 p.m. My problem is that 9 p.m. is also not a natural sleep time for me, and I cannot fall asleep despite being tired. Before you suggest it, I've tried guided meditation. We have two cats, and unfortunately,
I was going to suggest guided Ambien.
There you go.
Yeah.
And when my husband and I turn off our bedside lamps, one of the cats starts to sing the song of her people.
Oh.
And the other one does a little call and response back. Between them and my husband urgently shushing and calling them because he's afraid they will wake the girls, it quickly becomes a cacophony of nonsense, and I'm lucky to get 3 clean minutes out of a 13-minute meditation. Do either of you have a particular routine you can recommend so I can fall asleep fairly quickly? Right now, all I do is read for about half an hour before bed. Also, Quick follow-up question. Can either of you recommend a good pillow? I am a side back sleeper, and I've tried pillows at various price points and have not been successful in finding something great. Any advice you could offer would be greatly appreciated. I love the podcast. Was so happy you guys did another Shosker special. Much love to Jordan and the Lobsterman. Oh, God. I can't tell. Kiss, kiss, sleepless. I just realized I can't tell the Lobsterman about what happened. He doesn't listen to this. He'd never pay
$5. Brandon?
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
You're right. He doesn't care.
I mean, maybe he cares, maybe he doesn't, but is it any of his business?
No, not really.
I mean, we're keeping this casual, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
No?
No, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know the rules. I don't know the rules. You men, your rules.
I wish you would tell me the rules.
Seems like you men have no rules, that it's a lawless society.
It's pretty lawless.
It seems like you
I just sort of say whatever I'm feeling and then we go from
it
there.
It seems like one of the benefits of men dating other men is that in the way that men gaslight women when they're dating each other, or dating them.
Sure.
They just do it to each other all day. So Everyone has to accept that those are the rules.
Well, Rana, they didn't.
The rules are anything goes, but then you're so resentful of each other.
Well,
is that right?
Well, you know, it's alleged, and people say it absolutely happened, that Edward Albee based Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on all of his gay friendship relationships.
That sounds right.
It sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you start answering the sleep question, because you are a person who in the last year has changed your routine.
Completely.
You used to be a late night guy.
Correct.
And now you're a go to bed early and get everything done guy.
Exactly.
So in order to change that routine, you had to do a few things. So I'm going to let you answer that. I'm a night owl.
Okay.
And I don't have any cats to worry about.
I'm
in my
a morning
house.
Sparrow with nothing but morning time.
Yeah.
This is what I do. First of all, there's a pillow called, I don't know if it's Co-op or Coop Alternative.
Okay.
It was recommended by Wirecutter. I am a side sleeper. I have that, and I have a pillow by Snow, S-N-O-W-E. The Snow I put between my knees.
Okay.
And the Coop I put behind my head. And it's a perfect side pillow sleeper. And it's not expensive.
Interesting.
Pretty affordable. So that's my pillow routine.
And your back does not suffer from you sleeping on the set?
I've never been able to fall asleep on my back ever. No? I always wake myself up as are you a back sleeper? That's like a unicorn.
Well, this tooth,
it's the healthiest way to sleep.
Perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
I used to be a flying tiger.
What does that mean?
A flying tiger is when you sleep on your stomach with your head to the side and the one arm up
down
and one leg up and one.
Is that comfortable?
I loved it, but it was bad for my hips and my back.
Sure, yeah.
Then I tried moving to my side.
Yeah.
It's not an ideal setup. You need a lot of support, as you've just described.
Correct.
You need something between your knees. You need something under your elbow. You need something under your neck.
Yep.
How long are you going to stay in that position? Not for long.
Correct. You do have to shuffle all the pillows when you move.
Then as a result of a certain health situation that I was undergoing, I had to learn to sleep on my back. So now I am a back sleeper.
That's the best way to be. It's the best for your body.
It might explain why my skin is so fabulous.
It's the best for your skin.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
It might. There are other people, I will say this, if you're going to be a side sleeper, I don't enjoy a silk pillowcase. I don't like the feeling of it.
Yeah, I don't either, but people
but
do.
But people swear by them for cutting down on the amount of wrinkling you're getting on your face. So I just want to put that out there for people. Go on.
The first thing I would say is, listen, I also don't have two kids. I also don't have two kids that are toddlers, and I also don't have two cats.
Children aren't even the problem here.
Actually, you're right.
She's got these animals screaming in her bedroom. Get them out of your bedroom.
Get them out of your bedroom.
It's over with the cats.
And you know what?
Why is it their house?
I think the problem with getting them out of the bedroom is that they think that they'll do this routine of theirs, and the kids will hear it.
They're going to do it anyway. They're either doing it in your bedroom, or have them do it in the kitchen, or have them do it in the den and close the door.
Yeah.
Or put them in a laundry room and let them sleep in there together and close the door.
This is what you're key on, is that someone's routine is going to be effective in order to achieve results.
Correct. Like should it be yours or should it be the cats?
It should be the cats. Those should be the first. And by the way, I do think your routine should suffer more than your children's routines, actually.
Well, I agree with that, of course.
But I do think the cat's routine should be the first to be
And have the cats
up.
Ever woken the children up is my question, or is the husband just afraid the children will be woken
Great
by
question.
The cats? Because kids do tend to sleep through everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
They
so you should at least test that out of whether that even wakes up the children. Also, your children should be sleeping with white noise and you should be sleeping with white noise.
Correct.
And I do every night. I love it. And it is just a nice ambient sound. I just use the white noise app and I prefer, I think it's called the brown noise, I think it's called.
Okay.
And that's the one I use.
What happened?
Is it not called brown noise? They're laughing at me.
What?
I'm going to laugh at you. They're laughing at me.
What's going on?
Brown noise? It is brown noise. Dante says it's brown noise, and he's looking at me. That's what Dante uses.
Dante knows about noise. He's the ears of this operation.
Brown noise is the way to go. No one believes me, but brown noise is the way to go. I have to say, Adam is a different person, Rana. He came back.
Well, he went on that vacation.
Yeah.
This is why I don't usually let my employees take vacation. Because they always come back with a little bit of the outside world. You know, they've been free. They've tasted freedom, and now they're going to change their attitude about, well, I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to live this way. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, the point is I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. Okay. Nighttime routine. No. And I know that all parents want is to see their kids and then stare at their phones. I know that that's like the phone is like masturbating, basically. I get it. You just can't look at your phone. You can't have any screens 2 hours before you go to bed. And you know what? You're just going to have to...
Is that what you do? No screens 2 hours
Not
before?
Any longer.
So what are you using for an alarm clock? Did you get one of the Braun alarm clocks we talked about?
No. So I do set my alarm and I do play my white noise on my phone, but I don't look at my phone.
Okay.
I usually go to bed around 9:30. I don't look at my phone now, probably past 8:30. I do about an hour.
Okay.
You have to wake up at 5 a.m. for a few nights. And you will go to bed at 9 p.m. I say all this.
You're
as
so
a,
tired at the end of the day.
But I say all this as a single person who does not have, you know, children. So I know it's
so
a different bag.
So many apps now where they tell you a bedtime story.
Yeah, there's that. There are a bunch of like guided meditations, sleepy time stories, all this.
This is actually something I feel passionate about because I think that a strange thing happens, which is we spend, think about how focused you are on your children's sleep.
Yeah.
You obviously have a routine for them. You're so focused on them getting the right amount of sleep. We spend years and we spend the first, I don't know, 12 years of a person's life making sure they have a routine, that the light gets turned down. They go to their room and they sleep before they read before they sleep. You turn off the light. You know that someone is at your door to tuck you in. Everyone has all of these safe feelings.
Yeah.
As a young person.
Yeah.
And then you become a teenager and it's over.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you have to learn how to self-soothe.
Correct.
I think if I started a service where I came to your house and tucked you in every night,
Rana,
I would be a billionaire.
There's no doubt about it.
By next week.
You absolutely would.
You have to have a routine.
And drugs are an option. I mean, if you don't have an addictive personality, that is an option.
Yes. You should. I mean, it would
to
be nice.
To kickstart you.
It would be nice to try and figure it out without that.
Yes.
And one of the only ways to truly get some sleep is to exhaust yourself.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like you'll be doing anyway, because you'll be getting up and working out at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I also have to say this. I don't know what you're doing about it. It's great that you want to find time to work out. It's very, very important. However, diet is everything. It just is.
Right.
So if you're looking to lose some weight, I mean, you need to be addressing that.
And one thing that will address everything is not eating close to your bedtime.
Yeah.
Because that just gives you fits and starts.
You should never
anyway.
Eat 3 hours before bed right. anyway.
It's listen.
And in fact, another thing you shouldn't do is you really shouldn't drink water before bed 2 hours.
So you don't pee.
Not only the peeing, which disrupts your sleep, but some people describe it as almost like a washing machine. There could be a sort of... Water can come up through your valve and create a reflux response, and you don't really want that. So if you can avoid, if you need to take a little sip to take a pill, that's fine.
But I don't understand that.
You don't want to drink a lot of water within 2 hours.
What does that mean? It just like the pee comes up and then goes back down all night?
No, not pee. Excuse me. We're talking about in your throat.
Oh, acid reflux.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant urine reflux.
That your cavity sort of fills with water and it can move fluidly between those two places, and it's disrupting.
Sometimes
people with acid reflux need to address not drinking water 2 hours before.
Gotcha.
What was the other last part of the question?
The pillow.
Oh, the pillow. We addressed the pillow.
Yeah.
I'm using Heston's pillows. Okay. I just am.
Yeah.
So there we are.
That's it.
I have tried all kinds of newfangled pillows. I've tried you know.
Tempur-Pedic.
I hate Tempur-Pedic.
I do too.
I need, when I sleep, I want to feel, and again, it goes back to feeling tucked in. Truly. I want to feel like I have been tucked in a European fairy tale. That's just how I want my bed to feel.
I understand.
So I have a lot of down. I don't have allergies of that sort of thing. So I can't speak to that. But I have down pillows. I had, when I moved to being a back sleeper, I did move to one pillow instead of two.
Good for you.
If I'm reading in bed, I have two pillows and then I move that pillow.
Also, make sure your reading light is sort of dim, that it's not too bright.
Yes. You need to set that mood.
Exactly. So just that's as simple as buying a lower watt.
But even 2 hours before you come into your bedroom, turn the lights down in your bedroom so that you need to shift the day part of the house. So you don't have those bright lights on in your house.
Try not to spend any time in the bedroom really until you're sleeping and make it just your sleep space.
Yeah.
Also, I will say about the like coop alternative or co-op alternative, however it's pronounced. It comes with an extra bag of stuffing. So if you want it firmer, you can put more in. And if you want it a little softer, you can take some out.
Oh.
And it's, which is really nice.
You really love to try a new product.
You know what I like to do? I just feel like if it's a comfort thing, I mean, I just don't subscribe to like pillows should last more than a year. Unless it's something like you're dealing with, Rana.
You ever washed your pillows?
I have. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I haven't washed this one though. Yeah. I've never washed a memory foam pillow, so I don't know if that does a different thing.
Yeah.
I've only ever washed like, you know, one that's not like that.
Yeah. All right. Let's do one more question.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about what we're going to do next week on Patreon. We'll give them a little taste.
So you want to read this one?
Sure. The other thing I want to say to the mother who is trying to lose the weight, it's going to be very hard. But just consistency is key. Stick to it. You'll be very proud of yourself at the end. We're rooting for you. Okay. Hi, Rana and Brian. I am having a work dilemma and would really love your insight into this situation and how you would respond. Names have been changed because I'm not an idiot. Okay. Quick background. Okay, it's not that quick. Don't worry, dear. No one sends us a quick background.
Ever.
And it's always in the background. The answers and the details. Okay. I am submitting an abstract to an upcoming conference and have put a lot of time and effort into it. I sent my draft to the colleagues who are also listed on the abstract to get their edits and suggestions. I listed Jan. That's your made up name. Okay. I listed Jan as the senior author, last name on the list, because of her guidance and mentorship for this topic. Karen was included, but told me she wouldn't be able to help with writing the abstract because she is too busy right now. I sent out the draft 2 weeks ago, and all colleagues except Karen responded with input. Okay. Yesterday, Karen called me to ask why she wasn't listed as senior and why I have Jan in that spot, and also told me we, quote, agreed to work on this together, as in just us, which was never true. Karen is notorious for never doing the work but wanting credit. Karen replied all to an email and repeated these things. Jan stepped down so as not to make waves.
Poor Jan.
For many reasons that would take too long to explain, I am basically being forced to put Karen as senior author so that I don't look petty and don't burn bridges. My question. How would you have responded? How have you responded in the past when a coworker was rewarded for terrible behavior? How do I professionally tell someone I'm never working with them again? And the biggest question, any suggestions for what to do in Montreal? That's where the conference is. And after all this bullshit, I'm going to make the most of my trip. We're going to have to ask people to watch their language when they send these letters.
Ron, I'm really sorry. I'll vet them better.
But if I'm going to be reading them, they need to be watching them.
You're right.
Signed, Thunder Stolen in Texas or something creative. I don't know. I'm just really pissed off.
Yeah, this person's really angry. You want me to go or you want to go?
Sure, you go first.
I feel like I always go first.
Oh, so you don't
want to? No, I want to, but I don't want you to think that I'm a stage
hog. A hog? Yeah. No, not at all. Okay. I think you're perfect.
Oh, God.
Despite everything that has taken on here, that has gone on here today.
I can't imagine what you mean. I've really...
He brought his own towel. Which I do appreciate, to be honest with you.
Well, I told him,
he
I
didn't
said,
steal one of mine.
I told him before he came, I said, look, I am known to... really make a
this
splash.
Sherman is hysterical. Look at him.
the baby. I
if you
know.
Could see the way, if they could see the way so he's draped sweet. All over you. It's so, he's very sweet.
He's absolute
he's
dead
really
weight right
very
now.
He's really a very sweet dog, yeah.
He is suspicious of tall men, but other yeah. than that,
yeah.
I'm the perfect height for him.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
And he loves you, Rana. Okay.
We did hit it off immediately. You did. Yeah.
He couldn't get enough.
He recognized a like-minded it's individual.
True. It's yeah. true. Okay, so I think, first of all, you can't tell this person you never want to work
of
with them again.
Not.
You just can't. Just
no,
don't
just
work
don't.
With them again.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
You don't have to tell people all kinds of things. You don't have to say everything.
No.
If it's true and you know it's true, then stop doing it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
You don't have to. Everyone doesn't have to know what you have to say about everything.
No. And also, and I know you want to tell
people
this person.
Don't learn until too late in life.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you, I know that you have it like the sort of anger in you that you want to tell this person off. It just isn't.
So you can cause more trouble
exactly.
and more problems and give them something to say about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just don't work with this person again.
Yeah.
I would also say that the kind of person who doesn't do work and wants to take credit for everything, from my experience, does not ever change. That person no. does not learn
yeah.
any kind of lesson yeah. or take anything, even when you call them on it, or take anything from that conversation. They just don't. They've gotten away with it, but continue to. So you really just, I think, have to work more on yourself and how you react in those situations and what kind of situations you want to put in or put yourself in, because that person, I think, will probably never change.
Yes. There's also quite a bit of information that's left out in this letter, if you don't mind my saying.
I can't wait.
Karen was included, but told me she wouldn't be able to help with writing the abstract because she is too busy right now. Karen was, who is Karen? Who are these people? Seems to me what's going on here is that you're probably a more junior member of this team, but that you're doing a bunch of the work. And Karen feels like she already was the junior member. She already did her time. And unfortunately, is a person that doesn't mind taking credit for your work. My guess is when you present at the conference, everyone knows you're the one who did it because you're presenting the thing, not, you know. But everyone also knows you're the junior researcher of blah, 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 or whatever. He's clearly not on par with these other people because otherwise, why is he including them for no reason? These are senior people in the field.
Also, Karen gave you a heads up that she wouldn't be able to work on it.
She did, but she didn't. At that point, that would have been if there was a moment where you wanted to say something, when Karen said, I can't work on it, I'm not going to have the time, da, 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 da. That would have been your opportunity to say, okay, I appreciate your honesty. I'll come to you for the next thing, but I'll just keep you out of the loop on this one. And that would have been the end of your problem. She wouldn't have been on any of these emails. You wouldn't have had to give her credit and you wouldn't be in the situation. But for some reason you wanted Karen's name on this thing. Which leads me to believe that Karen is a senior researcher of some kind and you wanted her endorsement on your project.
Rana, I truly don't know why you're not at Northeastern University right now. I mean, you're not wrong. You're a full-blown detective. I'm not even kidding. Your context clue navigation and your investigations are dead on.
Well, we don't know because we don't know the full answer, but that's what I'm getting here. And this is a person that has a chip on their shoulder about being junior and about a mistake that they made, that they resent the position that they're in. They made this mistake. She said, I can't do it. You should have said, great, I'll keep you off. But you needed her for some reason.
This is the kind
and
of thing.
And you resent the fact that you need her. And you know what? That's too bad.
You have to nip it in the bud fast with something like this.
Yeah. And look, okay, so don't work with her again. That's fine. But you know, what are you going to tell her for? You're telling me, you're also telling me here, I am basically being forced to put Karen as senior author so that I don't look petty and don't burn bridges. So you still need her for some reason.
So then you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, because you care that you care about burning bridges.
Right.
You have to care for your professional career.
Yeah, you're going to work with a lot of even people who are like genius level who actually don't do the work.
No.
That's always, that's the next down who actually does it. And then that person at the end makes a phone call.
And the only
but
thing
you need that
that's
phone call.
True, you need that phone call. Yeah. What did they do in your business? This is like producers.
Yeah,
there are people that don't add anything creative to the situation, but they have the relationship with the person at the network or the place or the whatever, and they help get the thing done.
And it could be a 5-minute conversation, but that 5-minute conversation is actually more valuable than all the work you put in sometimes.
Yes, but or
not valuable, but moves the needle faster.
Yes. Or there's also plenty of situations where that doesn't happen and that you're hoping for that phone call and the phone call doesn't happen or whatever. And this is the way of the world. And it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah.
But the more energy you put into caring about it, you actually don't, doesn't sound to me like whatever position you're in that you have any control over this.
Yeah.
So it's happening either way. So you can either be furious about it or you can take that fury and let that fuel you towards trying to advance in your field that much quicker.
Yeah.
And say, when I'm the boss, what I'm not going to do, because this is another thing. People always say they're going to do this and then they don't, but they really should. When I'm the boss, I'm not going to take credit for other people's work that I didn't do. And instead what happens, honestly, it's a cycle of abuse. What normally happens is people say, when I'm the boss, I'm not going to take credit. And then they get to be the boss and they say, now that I'm the boss, I'm going to take credit and take a little fee on this thing. Because now, because I was eating shit for so long that da, 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 da. But then you're part of the problem. So it's your job when you're the boss to say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be a proponent of this person. I'm going to let everyone I know, I'm proud of my researcher and he did this whole thing and did it. Doesn't take anything away from you to give a person a compliment and give them credit. And also take a little credit for discovering them and having them on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not one business in this world where you, there will always be a situation where you have to make nice with someone you don't really like.
Yeah. And never going
to
go
to continue working. That's just how it, that's just how it goes.
Focus your energy on your work, not on the things you can't control.
I remember in my very first job in Los Angeles, there was a writer who was taking credit for my work.
Well, that's not cool.
No,
yeah.
Who was senior to me.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like so amped to say something about it. And I had like, thank God, a therapy session like the Sunday before I was seeing this person again. And my therapist was like, you just can't do that. You can't do it. It'll just be a bad look for you.
Just tell them you have a plaque diaphia.
That's the one.
She said you have a black tie affair.
She's the one who said when I one time wanted to go on a date, she said, and I said, I don't know what to tell work and how to get out of it. And she goes, just tell them you have a black tie affair. I was like an intern.
As far as Montreal goes.
Yeah.
I have not been in a while, but it is a city that I like very much.
It's a beautiful city.
If you're going in the winter, by the way, disregard all of these suggestions because the only thing you're going to do is walk around a mall and then walk in a tunnel to another mall because it's the coldest place you've ever been in your life.
Sure.
The water comes in off the St. Lawrence River.
Yeah.
And it is devastating. That breeze is devastating. I've never been colder in my life.
Real? What were you doing there in the winter?
I went to an all-male strip show.
What? And you sit here and you judge me and you went and paid for it, Rana.
I was the guest of someone else. I went to a review. In any event, Montreal.
Yeah.
If you're going in a warm weather month, my personal favorite thing to do, and you're going to think this sounds crazy, is they have something called jet boating on the Lachine Rapids, where they take a World War II, like one of the boats that would take you to Normandy.
Sure, yeah.
A conveyance boat.
Yep.
Where they have, you know, benches.
Yeah.
And they take you into, they have these incredible rapids in the middle of the St. Lawrence River.
I had no idea about any of this.
And they take you in there and they whip you around. It's so fun, Jordy. They give you, the only bad news is they give you a sweater and a life preserver that someone else has used,
right,
which I don't like because sometimes they're wet.
Yeah.
Still. But they basically, they just whip you around and it's so much
Rana,
fun.
I have to say, you love a little boat adventure. Remember when we went to Budapest and we went down the Danube and I forget what those were called, but it was the same idea, sort of.
Yeah, the Dunarama.
Dunarama.
Yeah, my favorite. And then as far as a meal, Daema is the one that people love.
Yes.
And then what's the steakhouse called that people love?
Queue de Cheval.
Okay. Oh.
Which is Q-U-E-U-E
yeah.
Space.
Yeah.
D-U space.
Oh, you're popping. Poor Dante's going to have to deal with this.
C-H-A-V-A-L or something like that. Coup de Cheval is the steakhouse.
Okay.
Old Montreal is gorgeous to walk around if
fabulous.
You want to see some old
and
stuff.
Also go to Montreal, of course.
Yeah.
Mount Royal. Take a walk up there.
Correct.
And then, of course, you have to go to have some smoked meat.
Yeah.
Which I think Schwartz's is one. And what's the other one? Which one? Duns. I don't know that.
And I will also say...
But there's a whole food scene in Montreal, a whole Jewish food scene in Montreal. So do a little Googling.
The Mount Stephen
Hotel. Mount Stephen? Oh, and if you're in Old Montreal and you're looking for a drink, go to the Mount Stephen Hotel.
Wonderful. Yeah. I didn't do that. Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. You know what, though? Also, you should just... It's a weird city in terms of, like, there's so many street performers there that, like,
yeah.
are constantly performing really weird things.
Yeah. None of that sounds interesting to me.
Oh.
You're right. He's so verbal on this episode. I mean, I don't. He came
Adam
back from this vacation.
He is Canadian.
But I mean,
Cirque du Soleil training ground. You can go in, and it's basically like a zoo. You can press your face against the glass and watch them get trained.
Watch them train.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, that is
so
fun.
Those are our suggestions. But for me, the Lachine Rapids, and then of course there's an all male strip club there that you can go to, which I had been taken to a couple of times. It's not. I don't like an all male review. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
That's just not my. I've never understood it.
Yeah.
I don't think the male anatomy lends itself to a review.
I think I'm with you there. Yeah.
All right. Listen. Next week on Patreon, we had a hot question. We had a London travel question.
Yes, we did.
Now, I'm a little hesitant about doing a travel episode when
sure.
everything's going on with Corona.
Well, they say if it's like Spanish flu, it'll go away in April and May and come back in the fall.
Yes.
So get it out of the way now.
So, but on the other hand, airfares are plummeting. So if you have the courage to go to London in the next few months, Brian and I have some suggestions for you.
Correct.
So, because I know you and your mother were planning
an old-fashioned
trip across Europe. Yeah,
correct.
Where you say, I would love to have a drink, but mother needs me to take her to her cabin at
I will be shocked if that trip doesn't end the way Psycho does.
Yeah.
With me wearing her clothes.
Okay. All right. Kiss, kiss. Thank you for... Oh, and we have to remind people, don't forget, download your ways.
Download your ways. And the book episode's coming up fast.
99 Glimpses of Princess Margaret.
Craig Brown.
Craig Brown.
And Ways in the voice by Rana, me, and Ron and me.
Yeah, so we have Oops All Ranas, Oops All Brians, and then we have the Ask Rana and Brian collection.
Correct.
Okay. Let us know what you think.
And I just want to say, I don't care if you pick Rana.
Oh, well, I would expect them to.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too. I just want to say, like, that's nothing I would ever take.
I have to see if we can figure out how we can keep track of
no,
how,
that's not. That's
how
not,
many
no, no,
are doing
no, no, no,
which.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, that's
no,
a fun competition.
No, it isn't. It's a horrible
yeah, maybe
one.
We'll do a poll.
No, no, no.
Okay.
All right.
Kiss, kiss.